there's some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. And thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Galatians 1. And we're going to start in verse 6, which says, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Start a study through Galatians for our Let's Talk for the next few weeks. I've been reading that in my morning devotions, and it's a good one. There's some highlights, and so we'll kind of just work our way through it. But here begins Galatians, and this is one of the angriest of the Pauline epistles. We get to see him the most upset. Probably number one is Galatians, number two, 1 Corinthians. You could flip those in the order of how disappointed Paul is in the people he's writing to. But the Galatians are deserting the gospel, or corrupting it, because of false teachers who have come in and confused them about what God's story is, what God's plan is, what his expectations are. Now, we don't yet at this point in the story know how they are distorting the gospel or how they are being confused, but only that they are missing the point, that they are beginning a new way of practicing the Christian religion, or the so-called Christian religion. He does reveal, however, at this point, their motives, and it seems to be driven by a desire to people please, a desire to not be too contrary to culture. Am I now trying to please men, or am I trying to please God? And it seems that these new teachers that had come into the Galatian church were trying to please men rather than God. Now, we've seen throughout the history of Christianity versions of Christianity that become distorted to appeal to the culture of their day. Now, this one we are going to see is circumcision, this idea that Christians need to be practicing certain aspects of the law to be true Christians, and Paul's going to say that that totally negates the grace of God. And let's look at the Middle Ages. The church and Christianity became an impetus for conquest. You know, we're Christians, and therefore we're going to go take over the Holy Land. We are going to slaughter people of other religions because God wills it, right? So we see Christianity being shifted to appeal to the culture that it finds itself in. What about today? How is Christianity trying to change, to shift, to adapt, to please people? To change the gospel so that it is less offensive to people who are around us? Well, let's go to the idea of relative truth, that you've got to live your truth. And so if my truth doesn't align with the truth of Scripture, well, then we make Scripture relative as well. We do exegetical gymnastics to say that really the Bible says homosexual marriage is okay, that God doesn't take sin as seriously as these legalistic Christians do, right? We could think of many examples how culture today would want us to change our version of Christianity to be more appealing to their sensibilities. And churches are doing that. We call it, you know, quote-unquote progressive Christianity. At a certain point, it no longer is Christianity. It is not a different gospel. It is no gospel at all. So we want to, like Paul, stay true. He says, if they should preach to you any gospel other than the one that you receive, let him be accursed. Now, at this point, we might want to ask, well, how do we know? How do we know which gospel is the true gospel? Well, at this point in time, we have to remember that they didn't have a New Testament, such as we have it now. They may have had some of the gospels. They obviously have the book of Galatians, because Paul's writing this letter. But they don't have a full New Testament canon. They just have the teaching of the apostles. This was the foundation of the New Testament church, was God appointed certain messengers or apostles to share the good news. These were supernaturally empowered by the Holy Spirit to preach the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ. So Paul's teaching would have been authoritative, along with Peter and the other apostles. So he says, if anyone would preach a gospel other than that which you have received, then let him be, pay him no attention. Let him be thrown out. How do we know what is the true version of Christianity today? that we can hold up against culture to say, is this true? Is this right? Is this helpful? Is this the gospel? We do have the Word of God. We do have the New Testament. We can even see some of the skeleton of what the good news is in the early verses of Galatians that we skipped over, verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. We've got the resurrection. And all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. There's his death and burial. To deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. There it is, the good news that Christ Jesus died to save sinners. And obviously, there's more to it than that. But we have the beginnings of what the true gospel is that we can hold up against anything that culture might try to sell us as a bill of goods of what a different gospel might look like. And we can be sure, as there have been different versions of Christianity to suit culture throughout history, there will continue to be different ones in the future. And so we commit to the gospel as it is given to us in the Word of God. Over 2,000 years, it has been enough for us, and it will continue to be enough for us into the future. God, we thank you that you are not a God of confusion that leaves us on our own to figure out what truth is. Lord, you gave us your word. You gave us the word of God. And so we thank you for our Bibles. May we love them like the psalmist who wrote Psalm 119 loves the law of God. May we love your word, and may we cling to the truth of the gospel because it is the hope for us. And may we share that hope with the world around us, who for as much as they are preaching a relative truth and you've got to live your truth, are searching for the truth. And it is only found in you alone, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. So help us to live that out for your glory and our good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.